Alléluia.
Je n'y serai pas.
Alléluia.
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 Amen.
Let's bow down our heads, pray. Father, we give you all the praise and glory this evening. Thank you for yet another opportunity to learn at your feet. Thank you for your words, they come to us. And indeed, we do not despise them and not take them lightly. All that we will hear and all that you will teach us, indeed, will do us good in Jesus' name. Lord, we give you all the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. I hope you have had a wonderful week. Okay.
Hallelujah.
All right. This evening we're going to examine the name of Christ. Name of Jesus. But I'll start from the book of Genesis. How God intended things to be, or how things turned out when man disobeyed God. Genesis chapter 3. I want to read from verse 14. Genesis 3 from verse 14. So my Bible ties with it, temptation and fall of man. But it's actually after man had disobeyed, after Adam and the woman had eaten. And verse 14 says, so the Lord said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle, and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I'll put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and he shall bruise his heel. To the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. Verse 17. Then to Adam, he said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. And after that, verse 20 says, and Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Amen. And then he began his work. Before now, he didn't have clothes. In verse 21, said, also Adam and his wife, the Lord made tunics of skin and clothed them. Then the Lord said, behold, the man has become one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord sent him out of the garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. Amen. Hallelujah. But you know that in all this, God is very compassionate. Imagine if it was you or me that happened, you would throw the person away without anything. Hallelujah. But God was still, I mean, it's hilarious. I mean, he was sending them out and said, ah, okay, let me cover their shame. So he made them tunics, okay, of tunics of skin, and he clothed them before he sent them forth. Because he knew that whatever they will face will be harsh. They needed that to cover them. Okay. And it's just that important to God, man. Because he said, let us create man in our image and in our likeness. And why did I bother to read this part of the scriptures? I bother to read it because you know that, so that you remember that when man fell, everything that man seems to be going through become his lot. Amen. Before then, man will walk in the garden and take anything and anything at all. Okay? And he didn't have to bother about what he would eat or what he would drink. He didn't have to touch a single thing. If he wanted anything, he only needed to look or even take a stroll and things are ready. You know, that's how we live that's how we grow up as children. Okay? When we are babies, everything is just there for us. You cry, somebody will come and give you food. You throw tantrums, somebody will come and provide something for you. And then when you get to the state, they tell you that, oh boy, all this crying is not going to help you to get up and do something. Amen. I remember when I started working and they were not paying us salary regularly. And we went to see the group managing director. And he said, no, we can't keep pumping money into this company anymore. After a while, if you keep investing, you expect returns. And I told him, I said, sir, it's the same way that you are tired of pumping money into this company, that we cannot keep going back home. The same people that sent us to school, we now keep going back home to them that we need transport money. Come and give us transport. We want to go to work. If it doesn't sound okay for you to keep investing in the company, it doesn't sound okay for us to keep going back home and say we are working for a company, and then we go back to be collecting transport money and pocket money for break time. You know, and then the man looked at me, and he was short of smiling because he did not expect that answer. Hallelujah. But I'm saying everything was made available. And then the fall came, and God listed all these things. And so when we stand and we give testimonies, and we say we don't know how God did it, it's because God has reverted to his original plan, because you and I have become saved. Amen. I said, I just woke up and this was made available. In the scheme of things, for the one that is not saved, he will toil for it. Amen. That's what God said. So this thing in red, it no longer applies to us that are saved. Are you getting what I'm saying? That man with you, am I saying you are not going to work? No. I'm saying that, my people say it in Yoruba, this is bad boy, will help me. You know, they say that you do not walk like an elephant and eat like an ant. Uh-huh. So what we do now, okay, which is not even so, but it's as though the reverse, that you do so little, and because God is in the midst of what you are doing, it becomes so much. That's why when Toby was singing, she could remember to thank God from January till now and give that testimony that everything she marked out, it was not, and it's not anything by your power or your might. It's because God suddenly, because once we chose to follow Christ, yeah, it reverted, we went back to the original plan. So when you are beginning to strive for anything, you need to stand and look inward. I am not doing something right. Hallelujah. Some people say, man is supposed to sweat, blah, 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 blah. No. Amen. We are far above all this now. Amen. Hallelujah. The school of miracles. I mean, miracles abound. Miracles in all dimensions. Hallelujah. Miracles are things that you hardly expect in the natural, under natural circumstances. It's a miracle. Hallelujah. Healing is a miracle. Provision is a miracle. Hallelujah. When you least expect it. Without any ounce of contribution from you, except the fact that you have faith in God. Amen. Hallelujah. But readily, what everybody, when we talk about school of miracles, everybody will readily think about the fact that, oh, it's about healing. But then it's healing also. What about sickness? Ah, boy, sickness also. Hallelujah. Because if things are not going, then he needs healing. If things are not working the way it should work, then that thing is sick. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go open our Bibles. Open with me to Mark chapter 16. I said, there's healing in the name of Jesus. That's what I've titled this message. The name of Jesus is greater and higher than all names. It is not an ordinary name. It's a name that's full of power and grace. You know that song? The name is bound. Demons tremble at the sound of that name. It is not an ordinary name. It's a name that's full of power and grace. Amen. Mark chapter 16. Keep that song at the back of your mind. Mark 16, I read verses 17 and 18. It says, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Hallelujah. But all this happens under one circumstance. He says, in my name. Hallelujah. Amen. In my name. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. That means in his name, they will speak with new tongues. In his name, they will take up serpents. And in his name, if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. If they lay and in his name, they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Hallelujah. Fantastic. You know, when we mention names, all names, different names, different attributes. Okay? So if I mention, if I go to any place now, it would be out of place for me to go and say, I've come to you. Yeah, I just go to an office and I begin to mention somebody's name that has no correlation to that office. They will look at me and say, are you okay? That's what they'll say, okay, I'm here. Divine sent me, if I go to CBN, for instance, I say, Divine sent me here. They wonder, I say, oh, it's Divine. Yeah, because, I mean, they can't relate with that name. Okay? Now, even you yourself, when you hear different names, even in the family, if you say, your younger brother is calling you, you say, what's this one? My younger brother is calling me. No, you should be the one to come. That's what you say. Okay? But if you say your father is calling you, that's the magic one in the family. I've not seen, no matter how unimportant you think that man is, if you say your father is calling you, everybody will sit upright too. You say, dad is calling. There you go. If you say mommy is calling, but they will still go. Because they know that for each name that calls, there is an attribute that is attached to it. Hallelujah. And for each response to that name, there is a reward. Amen. Hallelujah. Names open doors. Hallelujah. Names make things happen. Amen. So I'm trying to open your mind to this name that we're talking about, the name of Christ. It says, in my name, these are the things you will do. Okay? You will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. You will pick up serpent in my name. Okay? In Acts chapter 3.
It is not an ordinary name. It's a name that's full of power. It is not an ordinary name.
Acts chapter 3. I'm going to read from verse 6. Of course, we know the story of Acts chapter 3. That's when Peter and John met at the temple, the gate called Beautiful. And verse 6 says that, okay, so let me start from verse 4 so I give context to it. Verse 4 says, and fixing his eyes on him, with John, Peter said, look at us. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Hallelujah. Amen. In Mark chapter 16, he talked about the fact that these signs will follow them who believe. In my name, they will, and then he began to list. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. At that point, it has nothing to do with the faith of the one that is sick. Hallelujah. It has to do with the one that believes in and will use that name. Meaning that that name is a full package. Hallelujah. And he just managed to list. And then we begin to pick out from the scriptures the different things that the name of Christ can do. And the different things that the name of Christ can do, the different things that the name of Christ should do in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 4, verse 10. Acts 4, verse 10. So he says, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Hallelujah. Emphasis is on verse 12. It says, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's why we tell you, the faith of the Father does not save the Son. Hallelujah. The faith of your Father does not save you. Amen. It will work for you. Hallelujah. But it does not guarantee you salvation. It is by one name alone, the name of Christ. So it's not a name that you should treat with disdain. And it's a name that you should treat with all manner of respect. Hallelujah. In Isaiah chapter 9. Let me just read from verse 1. My emphasis starts from verse 6, but let us read it. It's interesting. It says, nevertheless, the gloom will not be upon her who is distressed. And when at first he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, and afterwards more heavily oppressed her by the way of sea beyond the Jordan in Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who walked in darkness, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, I'm in verse 2 now, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them light has shined. You have multiplied the nations and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every warrior's sandal and from the noisy battle, and garments rolled in blood, will be used for burning and fuel of fire. And in case, in verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, ever forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. He says, and his name will be called Wonderful. So one of his name is Wonderful. His name is Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. And of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Hallelujah. That's a name that they have been giving to us. A name that is called Wonderful. Hallelujah. It is only God. God alone does wondrous things. Amen. And we just read in Acts chapter 4 that it's only by this one name, no other name, can we be saved. Hallelujah. So if you think that you receive anything from any man and you call it wonderful, you are in error. If you see any man do anything and you call it mighty, you are in error. Why? There's only one name that carries all these attributes. Amen. Only one name, and that name gives us salvation. Hallelujah. So when we look at our salvation is not simply just redemption of our soul. It is everything, totality of everything and everything that man lost when he fell in the garden. And that's why I read that story. Hallelujah. So our salvation is redemption of our soul. Our salvation is a restoration back to fellowship with God. Amen. And it can happen if you do not have any reverence or any, if you don't even understand or have take cognizance of the name by which God has given to us for it to happen. Hallelujah. When we believe in his name and we walk by his name, there is healing. Amen. Hallelujah. And some say, hey, I'm not sick. I just don't understand what to do in certain situations. And we will see it in the Bible. This one that they are just talking about sickness. No. Look at what the Bible says. In First Corinthians chapter 1. First Corinthians chapter 1. I'll take it from verse 21. Say, for since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, please God through the foolishness of the message preached to those who believe. For Jews request a sign and Greeks seek after wisdom. But to Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Little wonder he says he has given us a name that is above every other name. Hallelujah. Amen. Open to Colossians chapter 1, chapter 2. So we see here, it says Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. So what it means, okay, let's stop before we go to Colossians, what it means to me is that if I have that name, I have the power of God. Hallelujah. If I have that name, I have the wisdom of God. Amen. So I can stand in any situation or in any circumstance, under any circumstance, and see the power of God as long as I hold on to that name. Amen. Hallelujah. Because it is in that name. We read Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 now. He says his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. Hallelujah. And then he says to the increase of his government, there will be no end. Amen. If you understand what government is all in all. But it says of the increase of his government, that means his government is continually increasing. Either you are looking at it in physical size, or in dimensions, or in faith dimensions, or in depth of love, or in depth of power, it will not cease. It will continue to increase. Hallelujah. But it says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24, it says here that the power, it says here that it is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Same name. A name that someone else will look at and say, oh, I have healing in this name. Hallelujah. Someone else will look at that same name and say, you know what? I have wisdom in this name. It's school of miracles. Miracles happen in different dimensions. Okay? When I was in school, we studied rocks. They call there are different kinds of rocks. There are some rocks that are all rounded, all round. When you hold them like this, they're just round. Okay, you can, if it's not that they are carved to be round, but they call them exfoliated rocks. They're just round like that. Then there are some that are multifaceted. It's saying that this name, it depends on which angle that you are looking at it from. Hallelujah. But you cannot have that name and look at it and there'll be a void. Amen. You cannot have that name. You will look at that name and there'll be a vacuum. Everything essential are just as it was in the beginning. That's what that name has come to give to us. The kind of life that God intended that man should live from the creation of man. He said, come, let us make man in our image and likeness. So if you think that man was restored to his original position, then it's that name that brought about that restoration. And in that restoration, there's provision. Hallelujah. In that restoration, there is abundance. Amen. In that restoration, there's wisdom. Wisdom for living. Bible says here that, you know what, God chose to use the wisdom of men. It says that for, since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. Hallelujah. So with him, a man is always thinking. A man always thinks that he knows, he can deduce things more than even God that created him. That's why when you're speaking to some people, they will tell you, no, 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 no. And then they begin to twist the words of the scripture. And then just sit down and just marvel. Hallelujah. They just begin to wonder, how on earth do you think that you can be wiser than God? Amen. So if God says that the only way to salvation is that believe in him, who are you and I to question the rationale behind that believing in him? Amen. Hallelujah. It's just like this. So if I'm going on a journey and I decide that, you know what, I'm going to hand over all that is in my custody, I'm going to hand over to my son and tell them at once, you know what, anything you need, just tell this guy. I'm just going on a journey. Anything you need, just tell him. Whatever you need, just tell him. Now, what the definition of whatever to you is very important. Whatever means everything and everything at all. That's how it means to what it means to me. Now, it will be out of place for the people at home to begin to wonder that, what can this boy do? Are you getting me? I said, is it not just this boy? How old is he? Whatever we need, we're going to meet him. We need so much money. He's just in school. He's just in SS1. What does this man mean? Now, you do not know the conversation that I will have had with him and the things that I will have exposed him to and the instructions I will have given to him pertaining to every need that I know that everybody will have within the limits of how I've been dealing with everybody in the family. So if I say, and then, so even before I start the journey, then you come to me and say, I said, whatever you need from this book, go to him. it will be out of place that after I say go to him, you go to him and then he has no answer. You know, say, I don't know what I'll do. Would there not be a problem? The Bible says, in him was life, was light, and that light was the life of men. And there was nothing that was made, okay, without him. Hallelujah. And so when God was saying that, he has given him a name above all names, that every knee, at the mention of his name, every knee must bow and every tongue confess. It's not an ordinary thing. It's that the entirety of God has been poured out in him. Hallelujah. And the only way you can identify with that entirety of God is by that name that God has given to him. And even before he came, God said his name shall be called Wonderful. Hallelujah. He said, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Isaiah chapter 9. I want to read it again. This one I'm reading from my head, so that we don't miss it. Isaiah 9. Verse 6. Say, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Amen. And of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. The first thing he said, the government will be his sole responsibility. That's what it means, that it's upon his shoulder. Hallelujah. Everything, the government is upon his shoulder. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. If you understand what Father is, add everlasting to it, and then it blows your mind. Amen. A father cannot watch his children suffer. Hallelujah. And when he becomes everlasting, that means that in that place of fatherhood is a constant and consistent giving that this name will provide. Hallelujah. So, Philippians chapter 2. What do we read from verse 9? And it says, therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. It says, therefore, God also has highly exalted him. So, in our Bible reading, it says, whatever you see, therefore, you go and check what it was there for. So, let's start from verse 5. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Philippians 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant, and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Hallelujah. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him. Why did God highly exalted him? Because he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. So he earned that authority by his obedience. Hallelujah. It is because he obeyed even to the point of death, therefore God highly exalted him and gave him a name above every other name. Now, when you give people authority, you do it only because you have trust that they will not misuse it. Hallelujah. One, they will not misuse it. Two, that they understand the responsibilities of that authority that they carry. So the illustration I was giving, I said, okay, guy, I'm leaving you everything, all these instructions I'm passing to you, I expect that you will do them one after the other. And it's not at that point that I'm expecting. It's because there will have been a sequence of events, which you just saw now, that Christ obeyed, even unto death. I mean, just God said, you know what? Everything is going to be yours. Just go to the cross and save these people. That's all he was given. You sit at my right hand. This is the path to sitting at my right hand. Get to the cross, save the world. And he obeyed. Hallelujah. The Bible says, when we're reading 1 Corinthians, it says, to the world, he looks foolish. But that's, so between God and Christ, the one he now therefore gave that authority to, there is an understanding. Hallelujah. Amen. There is. And that's why God could say that, look, once you believe in him, he will come, he will die, he will be crucified, he will die, he will rise up again. Once you believe, then you have access to me. It's because the one that he has asked you to believe has demonstrated so much reliance and faith in God the Father. That even though he was counted equal to God, he didn't at the point now say, okay, I have all these things. I don't need to wait for that. But that's the condition for having every other thing ascribed unto him. So if from a little muscle he became proud, he would have lost all that he has now. But the Bible says he was obedient even unto death. I mean, it looks like death is final, but by Christ we know that it's not final. Hallelujah. It is a transition. To the one that don't understand the life that we live, you say death is final. And that's why when people die, you see a lot of people wail. Some will say this because they are going to miss. It was when Chief Awolowo died, and he asked the late Bolaigi, when they were bringing his body to Ibadan, he asked the late Bolaigi that, how will you feel when you see the body of the man you so much served? And he said, I cannot anticipate my emotions. It's true. I cannot anticipate my emotions. Amen. Now, when you do not understand the relationship between two people, everything they are doing will look foolish to you. Amen. So if I come here and my wife says, sit down, and I go and sit down, say, I was wrong with this man. So I'm just telling you, sit down. Meanwhile, you don't know. Whether when she told me to sit down, she has told me, if you sit down in public, I'll give you $5,000. You don't know. I mean, you don't know. Abby? Yeah. You just say, this one is very obedient. So he's sitting down. There is a promise. Hallelujah. When you are outside, a circle, you are not in that circle. You are external. Everything you do understand. Or if you think that's a bit, if you go to somebody's house, for instance, you're outside, you're an outsider, and they say you want to go to the kitchen. Now somebody in somebody's house, who you have not been there before, say you're going to the kitchen, you just at the door, at the main entrance, you just go. And you're just going, you're just using your head to figure it out. You'll be lost, especially if it's a mansion. You have to be that you live in that house and you know the environment of that house to be able to walk effortlessly to the kitchen. Now, that's even a bit simple, Abby. When you get to the kitchen, if you want to cook, say, maybe I can cook. Maybe I just need pot and water. And where are the ingredients? If I go to the kitchen now in the house, I'll just be forming. Best thing I can find will be probably garri, and I'll look for sugar. Because I don't know where, I'm not kidding, it's my house. When I get to the kitchen, I don't know where everything is. But the people that are there, if they are there with me, and I say, okay, don't worry, I want to cook. When the CBB start, they say, take, this is the knife. They say, they begin to bring things out of different cupboards. They are going to make whatever activity, whatever I want to concoct, make it easy. If they are not there, I'll stand. I begin to figure it out. And then you begin to open everything. That's labor. That's the toil. You begin to open everything. And you open this cupboard, it's not there. Open this one. And you are going to start getting angry. I say, is there not anything in this house? Meanwhile, you do not know where it is. That's why it looks like there's nothing. And then you begin to sweat. God gave us that name. And I was saying to you that all that toil and you sweat is when you do not have access to Christ. When you have access, when you stand, when you step into that room and you need to put on the light, it will tell you to the left. To you know, if you follow Google and you don't know how to calculate meters, it's a problem. It says 1 kilometer you are going to turn, or in 20 meters. If you are following using your hearing alone and you don't know how to gauge distances, it's going to be a problem. So if you enter the room and it says to your left, go 2 meters, you'll see a switch. It's going to make things easy for you. That's the name that we have. It's a name that has been given to us so that we do no longer begin to start life from scratch, but we take off from where he ended. Hallelujah. He said, as he is, so are we in this world. Hallelujah. Amen. So we operate just as he is. That's how we operate in this world. Hallelujah. Time is far going. Colossians 2. I said we read Colossians 2 verses 1 to 3. It says, For I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and for those in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining all riches of the full assurance of understanding to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both through the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Hallelujah. Let me read it again. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, and I read from verses 1 to 3. It says, for I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the fullness of assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Hallelujah. In whom is it hidden? In Christ. Hallelujah. Hidden treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Amen. That's why I said that when you are doing anything and it looks easy, it's because you have access to knowledge and wisdom. If there's no access to knowledge and wisdom, things begin to look difficult. Hallelujah. Sicknesses persist when there's no access to knowledge and wisdom, that by His stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Struggles persist when there is no access to the hidden treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24 that Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. So you will see that when Peter and John, it will look to you that they were going to test it. No, they were very confident. He said, gold and silver we do not have. Hallelujah. But you know what? The Bible says here that in Him are hidden the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So what Peter and John were saying ordinarily was that, you guy, you are asking for arms. You are asking for gold and silver. We don't have. They have far much more. Like Toby said, there is far much more, exceeding more than gold and silver for this situation that you are in. You know, some people don't know what to ask for in their situation. Hallelujah. Some people just want to get by. When Christ said to blind Bartimaeus, what did He say? What will You have me do for You? He said, that I may see. Now, what was He shouting? He was shouting, Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And when eventually Christ said, you know what? Go and call him. And then He came. He said, what can I do for you? Yeah, you could all have asked for alms. That, you know what? I sit by the roadside. All I need is money to eat. He said, that I may see. Hallelujah. You know what the Bible talked about when you ask amiss? See, you don't receive. So if Bartholomew, blind Bartholomew, was actually expecting to receive sight, and when he was asked that question, he asked for money, he will get money because he has asked amiss. So whatever he was hoping to get, whatever you are hoping to get, is what you should ask for. And what gives you access to asking is that name of Christ. Hallelujah. If we will say anything has been easy this year, it's because He has been working. He has been working. It's not W-O-R-K. He has been working, as in He has been working before us, going before us and making the rough places into level ground. Hallelujah. And if you think, what's this man saying? He's making the rough places. If you are walking with Him in those places that are rough, He carries you and bears you in His arms. You are going to be like, it's a roller coaster ride. Hallelujah. You know, there's one eel, more eel in Elisha. That eel, many of the telecoms companies have their masts on that hill. And from what I was told, only one guy has the right jeep to go that hill. So the guy, he came back from Overs and sent them back. So he got that jeep and he placed the jeep by the base of the hill. So when those guys from telecoms come and they come gri, they bring their own Elox. When they get midway, the thing will roll back. So every time they're going, they know that they have to see the guy. And rent, they will tell the guy to please help them. So in his jeep, he's going to carry them, take them up that hill. It looks effortless when he uses his jeep. When they use their own jeep, when they get midway, it's possible for their jeep to even somersault. I'm not kidding. If you find any engineer that works, he's telling him, okay, more. He's in. When they told him, say, let's go. I said, I'm not going. What am I going to go and do? So my own jeep will be like this. What I'm saying,
he has the right thing for that terrain.
If you think that any terrain is tough, what you need is the name of Christ. And that name will not make any meaning to you except you believe in it and understand that God that said gave you this, that gave him this name, therefore God has highly exalted it, is because he has fulfilled all the requirements that makes that name that efficacious. That makes that name that efficient. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you want to design another Christ, you are your own. Amen. If you want to redesign the wheel, you're on your own. You'll be laboring. You'll be sweating. It will be as though you are under that course. If things are not working, turn to that name. If there's a moment that is out of sync, turn to that name. The name that is above all names. He says it has that power. It's the power of God, the wisdom of God, and in him, in that name, is hidden treasures of wisdom, hallelujah, and knowledge. The people that are without wisdom and are without understanding, they say, these people that call themselves Christians, all they do is just pray. It's because they do not understand. Hallelujah. Because I just said it now, that in him are the hidden treasures of wisdom and what? And knowledge. So if you cling on to that name, you cannot be, in quote, a fool, because you'll be knowledgeable. And then, knowledge that is applied in with the right direction is what the word has defined as wisdom. And that same wisdom will teach you that this knowledge, this is how to apply it to get to where you are going. And it's a total package that God has given to us. The power of God, the wisdom of God, the hidden treasures of wisdom, and the hidden treasures of knowledge. Let's rise to our feet. Let's just talk to God this evening. So therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53, verse 4 to 5. Says, surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we deemed him stricken. We did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Amen. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 17, the Bible says that it might be fulfilled it was spoken by Isaiah, the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. And 1 Peter 2:24 says, who his own self bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. Amen. The healing that he has already provided becomes real to us through his name. He says, in my name, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Why? Because healing belongs to us. Jesus provided it in our redemption. Hallelujah. You cannot be redeemed and be in darkness. You cannot be redeemed and be in sickness. If it happens, it's because you are not making use of that package that is his name. When you see the name of Jesus, you see an answer to everything. Hallelujah. Amen. It's just not only for redemption. It's for everything. He says, so as he is, so are we in this world. Let's talk to him this evening. Just thank God this evening. Thank him because indeed we have a better understanding. That we have a better understanding of all the redemptive acts and processes that his name brings. And everything that is embedded in his name, we receive right now in Jesus' name. to them that need a healing, we receive healing. Hallelujah. Wangla boska talide propa sanka liga patosa tida. Eka pratosa taliga mankambo sete liga. Eka pobla basada. The gospel of Christ is the power of God unto deliverance. The gospel of Christ is the power of God unto safety. The gospel of Christ is the power of God unto preservation. And the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto soundness. The gospel of Christ is the power of God unto healing. Hallelujah. There is nothing you want to think of that gospel has not taken care of. Limpa calopio to santa liga po catisetea. Enca pro santa liga da dopre de bons canta lida. Eclato se que dingra do pradisete liga la bando secaria. Eca pom le disete digra do bans canta liga la basaria. Hamadiska taliga po paliga le platos que te sete lida. Eca pasete liga rabans kata sinkeria. In the name of Jesus, leka bomba kanga leza, eka poka le bomba kati seteya. That's why he said, as it you ask in my name, eka bomba lida pradoska taseka diska dariga, ekampa le prodo pro tebiska. For the ones that believe, manka lambro loska teya. The ones that the foolish things of God, manka baska teya, make sense to manka diseta liga rabasaya. Eka bomba liga in my name, eka anything you ask, leka bomba taliga. In the name of Christ, it shall be done. As long as you believe, you ask, you shall receive. Open up your mouth this evening. Thank him that you have a better understanding of his name by virtue of the light that has been thrown this evening on that name. Reka boska talida eka pro prekemba boska talia. That name brings restoration. Man la boska talinga da basadia. It restores you to your first love. Hallelujah. Eka po palika palibla basekeya. That name sustains you. Man la boska talida eka lipa ta boska talida. That name gives you the knowledge and the wisdom. Mata se taliga babasadia. Give him all the praise. Let's worship him. Manka boshe le lika pra le basata liba basaya. Manka de pra papa le lika basaka tise te lida bradas katalia. Male pros ke diga pradoba sete daria. Eklados kanta liga le prada baskato kadabaseka dika dika tise dia. Whatever you want for that name to do for you, now is the time to ask. Eka bomba diseta liga. Eka desa te bomba keke keke bose ya. The Bible says the power of God will present to heal. Man klapos kata liga te senta liga. For as many as will tap in, those are the ones that power will be made manifest to. E prados kanta pede prados kata seka diseta liga. Eka plalo prada baseka liga da basete ya. Eka diseta liga da bos kata liga baseke ya. Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise, Lord. Yes, we thank you. We worship your rebels. Kalira blala vasaska dia. Eka burdens are lifted right now. Re proposa kadisa. Someone that came with a heavy burden, Lika Baska Tasetia, receive comfort in his name, Reka Boska Talida, Eka Pladoska Talinga Bakanda Bosateria, Ekratopa Kalinga Baseke Kekadisa Taliga, Ekradoska Taliga Laska Tasekia, Emoske Taliga Rabaska Tabumble Kaliga. If there's a burden that you came with, Mangla Bosateria, receive comfort right now, Rimbla Tobanka, Edebosan Kadikre Deboska Taliga, Manka. Lay everything at his feet. Matoke de bomba kratose ketinga rabaseka enga kusoto liga rabosa talida rabasaka ya. Lord, we give you praise. We worship you. We worship you. give you all praise. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Aha, Ribosa, Wakamba, Lubradi, Arabasa, Gadia, Maka, Katese, Bosa, Kadisa, after their pants of the after the water, someone is being satisfied right now. Hey, Kapo Sekeya, hey, Yakrabo Peseteria. I hear the song of the dead pants after the water. So my soul longs after you. Mring Laboska Kakinga, hey, Klabo Kadiga Riga Rabasakaya. Prepare yourself for an encounter with God. If that is you, Rimbla Tamblutos Ketelida, hey, Katambla Topre Kadiga Rabasa Kadizet, hey, Kato Pradiska Talida, be lost in the presence of God. Hey, bro, Saint Kaliza Dabra. E capam platos que te liga rabasa kaya englato credebra sakanda like englato breke dibas katalinga da basataria e kalig la liga baska tadisa dadika. Just worship your ring rabase kaliga, enjoy the beauty of his holiness. Hallelujah. E paso pratise kaliga makatalas katibose delisa e kambose que diga da banda basa dadiga e kabuba kalaga la basa tadiga e kabla cette liga le basse deria le clan basse ta liga le basse ta liga rabasea macra basse deria. The Bible says he satisfies your mouth with good things. Le platon macala basseca la basse ta liga e clan to panca linglo to pronto sotto lingla da basseca ria e cados canta bassa ta banda bassa ta liga e cato breque de bosse te liga. Yes, Lord, 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 yes, Lord. Thank you, Makabo, Eka Disa, Plabo, Skatala, Meka, Kakaka, Skatalida, Rabasa. We give you all the praise. You are the great and mighty God, so greatly to be praised. Beautiful in all situations. You are